Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You know, I want to just do music, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm an artist. But one of the ways I do these podcasts, because I'm also, I had to think of the philosopher and talk about things that are on my mind. Being an artist helps me create or talk about what's going on, like with my songs. Talk about adversity, tragedy, trauma. It's not what I am, and so on. But I'll leave that for a different episode. What I want to talk about is pain, past insanity. I dealt with individuals, perhaps from my past. You know, I came across individuals who said they were from my hometown, 3,000 miles away. I'm like, wow. The only thing I could say is that, well, good for them, but why are they, they come around, why they contact me directly, you know, because they say, oh, dumb, miss up me, talk about hashtag or emoga. You know, that's a very long time, you know. We're adults, we're not children, I mean. All I can say is, I don't know for sure, but if I'm going to deal with somebody in the past, I can't, unless I do with, you know, like, I had to deal with them directly. I shouldn't make assumptions, I don't like, but when I see them and I'm like, what is going on here? But I try to be rational. Because it's simply, in my opinion, if they come around, they want to be able, it's not reasonable to come around if they don't talk to me, you know. Maybe I'm wrong. Question mark. Do you have any suggestions with someone maybe I knew when I was a little boy or teenager and come around? I don't know what the situation is. But when I do these episodes, people I know probably like, what the hell is I'm talking about? I'm just making firm observations, and I'm trying to be careful to show that I'm very much aware of what's going on. But the truth is, when I deal with who I know or where I come from, I had to deal with it directly. What I'm trying to say is that if I had went just all of a sudden after 15 or 10, come around somebody I haven't seen in a long, long time, something is wrong. Unless I contact them directly and say, hi, you remember me? I haven't seen you in a long time. If they don't want to talk, then move on. That's all. But then again, there are people, individuals I probably would like to talk to, but I haven't seen them in a long time, unless they contact me. But like when I was 19, I was, you know, living on, you know, Buffalo on Main Street. You know, that's one individual. But we kind of parted because I went to California. Yeah, I like to see him. You lived in a similar building. But I probably never see him again, you know. And that includes, you know, and then I'm going to bring up people who I know in L.A., you know, maybe I haven't seen them in a very long time. Probably worked around with them at the center, you know, that I worked in for a long, long time. Now, I know they come around and it's like they need to stop unless they come to me directly or mind their business or whatever, I don't know. Or apartment, but it is that simple, being reasonable and understanding to deal with people. It doesn't make sense, but then again, who am I to judge? You know, some things just don't, there's a variety of different people on this planet, so. I think perhaps it's because of the fame. Maybe I have a little fame on the internet, and I didn't tell anybody back in my hometown that I was making music. I never even mentioned it. And perhaps people in the LA, they know. Well, I'm just an indie artist, so no, I did not. I'm not that famous, but maybe it's that. Or maybe they heard something. You know, I guess despite having, I'm not on any way, I don't even consider myself in any way a star or a superstar or anything in the same way like in pop music like Justin Bieber or a legendary artist or Taylor Swift or someone like that. But that's what they are, pop. But I will say, you know, that making music is for me to be a recording artist, to be a success at it. So, but having some fame, being on YouTube or being on Vivo or so on, I guess I attracted to an extent what some of those people I went through, people coming around and so on. So bigger, I guess I would that would probably be more an expectation, but also have to be careful. Because being out on the computer and have some unexpected person who I did not foresee come around, I don't know. I just said it's just about the past, about what I perceive as sanity, keep my sanity, just be reasonable. My stance is that they don't talk to me. What are they doing coming around? Just move on. You know, that's how I feel. There are people I would like to hang around, but I haven't seen them. There's some, the person that was on Main Street, but I didn't know him that well. He looked like an intellectual, wore glasses like me. I'll leave that set. Well, anyway. Then there's people out here. You know, there was somebody that I had maybe some karma, and it didn't. You know, we had to go our separate ways, and it was very painful. But I'm not. I know that I'm not going to go where they are. They were in L.A. They're no longer in L.A. They're in a different city, in one of these states or somewhere. But I do know, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're not at the place they are. You know, they move north, but or whatever. But I have to move on. You know, I can't come around them because there's no friendship. There's no, you know, it ended. I had to move on. I had to respect that person's boundaries so I know to stay with mine. That's what I want for me with people. The past is pretty much over. It'll never come back. I don't have much to talk about with the past because it's a lower testament to what I am. But I think the present and future is a higher testament because that's the most important. But there are some things I learned from the past to evolve into a better person. It's just dealing with people. I mean, if I wanted to find that person in the past, I want to be with you. Someone say, hi, you remember me? They probably look at me like I'm crazy if I came 20 years ago. Or 20 years later, 15 years later. What have you been? You just come around after all these years? No, it doesn't sound, that sound weird. I'll leave it there. It sound weird to me. But I have to let that go because we have to move on. Life is too short to keep my sanity. I have to worry about what I'm doing now. Try to be rational as best as possible and create music because I'm a creator. But I'm also know that creativity that I exhibit in my music is also exhibited in these podcasts. the written and spoken word and the variety and creativity is where I stand. So I'm not just going to write music or sing it. I'm also going to want to act it, but I also want to talk about it. A variety. That's the key. You know? There are people who passed away that were close to me and my family. So, you know, I think about, my father passed. So, but I also think about other people who passed. But also know that that's a reminder that how horrific that situation is, I have to move on. Move on. Life is too short. Sanity. Past came and went, but I had to bury it and cover it because it's no longer gonna, it's over. But however, direct contact with someone, I had to be careful because I'm like, I haven't seen them in years and they're coming around. That is kind of weird. That doesn't make sense. In my sense, it kind of doesn't make sense. Unless you come around and say hello, and they're like, okay. But important thing that I have learned, and close to me or not, is that boundaries are so important. And for me, I found that boundaries that I'm supposed to have were violated even when I was younger. So I realized the importance about boundaries to respect other people's boundaries. People reminded me of that in the past when I wanted to be with somebody and they did not want to be around me. They thought I was, weird or coming around at the wrong time. And I realized that in order to respect their wishes and for everything, because I can't come around. It was hard because I was like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, we were okay, everything was okay. And then all of a sudden, I just asked them to toss out the trash, and then all of a sudden, our friendship was over. So I guess it was nothing I did. I realized that person had something going on that I didn't understand. It was not my fault. I didn't say anything bad, but perhaps it was probably because it was dysfunction, maybe but I had to let that go. Just like to let it go of somebody who didn't want to come around. They thought I was being facetious or, they thought I was a nag. And when I was young, I always wanted to be accepted. And people did not want me around in games. They thought I was too weird or whatever. It was very hard because I wanted so bad to be accepted. Painful to be rejected. But I had to move. I had to keep my space. They told me to meditate because they didn't want me in the game. They had everybody hanging out with somebody else when I was a child. And I saw they were hanging out with other people. I just wanted, and they thought they didn't want me around. But I had to move. But I realized it was nothing personal. They just didn't want me around. So being rejected was painful and forced them to like me. I couldn't force them to like me because it would be insane if I tried to. I can't make somebody like me. It was painful even though they didn't want me around. Or the incident where they didn't like what I said and it was over as a friendship, So it was painful. I was confused. I wasn't. Maybe they had a good reason. Because I was going through a lot. Because I had such a bad upbringing and bad situations where it was hard, very difficult, or impossible to have some sanity when there was chaos where I was living or so on, or trying to find my place in the world, which is so many obstacles to overcome. But the past is gone. But to keep my sanity, I had to also know that boundaries are important. I had to respect theirs like they had to respect mine. Life had to go on. So it was painful. It was. The pain was great, but no pain, no gain. So I gained a lot of wisdom to, I had to stand on my own 2 feet, or at least, you know, there's somebody else who's going to like me. If they don't like me, somebody else will. It was painful. Maybe they had a good reason. I just wasn't in the right position, right friend for them, or, you know, maybe in their perception I was too odd. But I ain't going to take it personally because I am a good person. It was very hard to be rejected. But I had to move on. Life is too short. It's so short that I don't know what day or when. I ain't going to think about what day that I go into the afterlife, because I'm thinking about living as long as I can. And on this life that I had so much adversity and so much criticism about my art, about me as a person. In fact, I spent a whole life where the peace outside of me and inside of me, there seemed like there's something or some person trying to hinder the value that I have for me to be happy. Or if it wasn't that, it was myself trying to find who I need to be. And I realized that I'm a good person, so I had to find peace within and love thyself. Because I've been rejected by a lot of these people that I tried to want to go around. You know, writing music, so they didn't accept me for who I was. A lot of the shallowness, when I was younger, I didn't understand it, but I let that go. About my look or whatever. Or, you know, or maybe it's about they just was not attracted to me, and that's, I had to let that go, too. I had to move on. They didn't want me around. They you know, the person didn't want me around because I acted too weird. Or they thought I was too fat to be around, or didn't have the right image for a job in industry, which is prejudice. And it was painful. Okay, you had to report that. Yes, that's discrimination. You're judging me because of the way I look, and you ain't going to give me the chance to be in the industry by the way I look. That's discrimination. So it was painful. The past is gone. But I had to keep my sanity. I was rejected. I've written a song about that, how outcast. The rejection that I, so many rejections I had in society, they didn't give me that chance, even though I worked very hard. It was painful. Or that person, those people who didn't like me, even when I was a kid, striving for it to be approved. And they thought, they made fun of me. They thought I wasn't well enough to be around, which wasn't true, so I had to move on. Didn't want to be my friend anymore, or didn't like me for who I was, so I had to let them go and find there's other people that I had to meet. It was painful because I was still learning boundaries, because my boundaries were already violated. They stepped on me and took this, took that, took that. So I was trying to have boundaries and learn boundaries. And then I like, okay, I had to learn boundaries with these people because I thought he was my friend, or I thought he was, the thing about life is that, you know, there's ups and downs, you know. Love never came. Love was taken. Love never happened. So I had to, you know, do the best I can. I wasn't accepted in that job that I wanted. It was painful. I was rejected. But I had to move on. I can't force them to give me that job. I can't force him to make me into a star or accept my application to the Hollywood. I can't accept him I can't make, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. Pardon my French, I made a mistake. What I meant is, I cannot make another person like me. I cannot make that person sign me a deal. I cannot make him be my friend. I cannot make them people accept me and be and part of the in crowd. And it's not my position to do that. Most important thing is just to take care of myself. Move on, because I'm a good person. And I also realize this, if someone don't like me, there's going to be others who do as I got older. Even though it's painful, because all those rejections have piled up, you know, because being a child and adolescent, being accepted really helps with self-esteem. If you're not, it's kind of, oh, you know. But I had to let that go. The past is over, so I can move on. Life is too short. I had to keep my sanity. Yeah, I was rejected, yes. But I'm a beautiful person, and there's always going to be somebody who will accept me if I believe, and I will. I continue to believe, because the rejections will end and acceptance will come about. I had to move on. Life is too short. Make the best out of my life. Better late than never. I'm going to be fine. Because I do believe in the God, and I do believe in me. And that's what I'm supposed to take care of, most importantly. Thyself. So what if they reject me? It's their problem, not mine. Good day, good night. Boom, good night.